From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy. I'm Sarah King.
I'm Jamie Caskey. Wine is fun, and we intend to prove
it. Heck yeah, we do! So we're continuing on with our Little Known Wines Of series.
Which I personally have really been loving.
Oh, good! Yeah. Mm-hmm. So today we are going to go to Europe again, and we're going to go to the Alpine section of Europe, to Austria.
Austria. I started to sing a little song, but that would not have been appropriate because I was singing Austria, but I was thinking in my head, the hills are alive with the sound of music.
That's Germany.
No, that's Austria.
That's Austria.
Yes. I've actually been to Salzburg where they filmed the movie.
Nice.
Yes. So, which is right next to
you. Did you have any wine while you were there?
Yes, I did.
Do you remember what kind?
No, it's like a million years ago. It was wet.
I've been to, not Regensburg, Innsbruck. Innsbruck.
Oh, where the Olympics were.
I've been to Innsbruck, yeah.
Beautiful.
It looks like the Swiss Miss box. One of my very good friends is from Regensburg, and I get off the train, in the most relaxing train, because it's German, so that thing is hella efficient.
Right.
And I'm like, but I couldn't sleep. Okay, so you take the, it was close to a 20-some-hour journey, just with like.
Where'd you leave from?
I don't remember. I just remember it was a very, very long. I don't remember. It's been so long. But I do know the end of it was a train ride that I really wanted to take a nap on.
Yeah.
And I couldn't because I couldn't understand what the hell they were saying.
Oh, yeah.
So I had to listen for the only word I knew.
Which was
the name of the town, Innsbruck.
Yeah.
And so it was so beautiful. And then I get off the train and I swear to you, it looks just like the Swiss Miss box.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
It was so cool. So beautiful. And yeah, so.
Did you have wine and did you remember it?
I was met with beer and sausages.
Very nice.
On this table
sausages
overlooking
for
the.
For your pet,
yes,
that you didn't have.
Overlooking the Alps, and I was just like, this is, you know, because they were just so kind.
Yeah.
And so I drank a lot of beer there. I don't think I had any wine until I. Did I? I might have. I think I got Gewürztraminer.
Mm-hmm.
I think I asked for Gewürztraminer, and then they said, why do you want wine when you could have beer?
Warm beer at that, Sarah, because that's how they serve it in
Austria. I know. It was actually a little chilled for me.
Oh, we were there during Oktoberfest in Salzburg, so they had the big tents up. It was a ton of fun, but all that beer was warm. But we were drinking it and having a good time with everybody. It was just
warm
everybody
beer.
Super friendly.
Warm beer.
Yeah, it was unpleasant at first, but it's amazing what you can get used to when everybody else is doing. When in Austria.
So. When at Oktoberfest.
Right.
You drink what they hand you in the thigh-sized mug. Okay.
Yes, exactly. People were very friendly.
I bet they were. So we went to Wine Authorities. Our friend Courtney at Wine Authorities has hooked us up with some wines for this episode. And I'm going to do my very best not to slaughter the pronunciations.
Oh, yeah.
But no promises.
This is good. We've got some weird ones coming.
So I say we just jump right in.
Sure.
And we'll start with the first. There are two reds and a white. And the first one, already hard to pronounce.
Let's see.
Okay.
You said Gewürztraminer already, so you're way ahead of your game.
Gewürz in the biz. I've known about this one forever because it's pretty well known. This is a little well known. Oh. This is spelled S-C-H-E-U-R. E-B-E. S-C-H-E-U-R-E-B-E. How would you say that?
I would say, and I don't know, Schwerebe.
Closer than I expected. It's Schwerebe. Schwerebe.
Oh.
Closer than I expected.
Oh, a little bit like sherbet.
Yeah, I guess.
Just the show sound, I guess. Really reaching.
Oh, it's a stelvin enclosure, but the whole thing's trying to come off. What's happening here?
Oh.
Hate it when this happens.
This is nice. This is a nice chilled white, which is good because we are currently in the season here in Raleigh where it's 108 degrees outside.
It's like no doubt 108 degrees. It's
yeah.
Horrible.
That is certainly what it feels like. And that's like we're not even embellishing. That is what the meteorologists will say going to feel like 107. Great. It's hard to walk a dog in that weather.
I'm so impressed with you, Jamie Caskey. I just tried this for 5 minutes, did a full lap around the studio looking for a guy, and you just twisted this thing right off.
I've been doing those push-ups against the bathroom counter, Sarah, for 3 days now, so I feel like I kind of buffed up.
Well, It's working that for must you. Be I'm going to start my it. Bathroom bulking regime.
Up, bulking up my T-Rex
my
arms.
Cellar water and some push-ups.
Thank you.
All right. So this is from Steiermark, Austria. It's 100% Shorebe. Look, I just picked up the bottle.
That I know.
Gonna drink it. I meant to pick
like,
up the glass.
Why bother with the glass?
It's a pandemic. What do you want me to do? Okay, so let's give a smell.
It smells like heaven to me.
Oh, yeah, it's nice.
Lovely.
It's got a very rich aroma.
A little citrusy, light. Like, you know, it smells like a gentle breeze.
By like a river.
Yes.
Just like in Austria.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, right, right.
Okay, look at this. Get the Danube in a glass.
Oh. Are you tasting? Let's go.
Oh, you're going to like this. Oh, this is delicious. Very refreshing.
Wow.
It's so delicious.
This could be the wine of summer. How much does this bad boy run us?
$15.
Not bad. Can you imagine tubing?
Mm-hmm.
You've poured this into your Yeti container so you could tube with it legally. I'm not saying you guys should do that. I'm just saying...
Maybe in
Austria.
I don't think it's legal to do that, is it? Maybe it is. I don't know.
Well, anyway.
What are the laws on tubing with alcohol?
Not that we're tubing anybody. Please don't look at our calendars. Wow.
It's really good.
It's so good.
It's got a little bit of a tropical note to it. Like a little bit of, I'd say mango.
Yeah, I can see
and
that.
And a little guava. Like a really light tropical floral thing going on.
Yes, this is wonderful. What's the label look like? Is it pretty
it's pretty
wine?
Plain. Strauss Samling 88 Classic is the name of the wine.
Classic and, with a K.
Yes, Classic.
Yes,
and Shorebe. I just think this type of grape is always going to be this refreshing, and above all, it's low in alcohol.
Oh, wait. What's the alcohol content? I was about to pour out. Hold on. What's the alcohol content?
I like how Southern you just got with that. What do you mean? Let's see. 11. So it's not that
That's
low.
Not bad.
It's not like a 9.
I'll take one more tiny sip. And
okay,
then
me
I'll
too.
Pour out.
Oops, I didn't dump it out because it's so refreshing.
It is refreshing. Okay,
like if you're thirsty, honestly, that's going to quench your thirst. It's like lip smacking.
That's really good.
Delicious. And it does smell like sitting on the banks of the Danube, which I have done in a previous life when I was allowed to travel places.
Right.
And
right.
This would be perfect.
We will again.
Yes, we will. Oh, of
Let's
course we
right
will.
Now.
Oh, yeah. It's happening.
This on the side of the Danube. Since we can't travel, I got myself a hammock.
Oh, you did?
You know, ish. I think we all know what that means. Amazon had one like that, but cheaper. yes, and I've hooked myself up a little table out back.
I love
hammock,
it.
Sit out there and read my book when it's not so hot. And this would be the perfect wine for that.
Of course it would. Love it. All right, moving
see
on.
See that in my future faster than the Danube.
Oh, yeah, that can happen as soon as it cools the hell off.
Yes, it's going to need to, definitely.
It is.
Yeah.
If you're not in water, you need to be inside right now.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, this doesn't have much notes. So one of the fun things at Wine Authority is they always print out tasting notes.
Yeah.
And by the way, on the Shorebe, they say the serving suggestion would be grilled chicken skewers with bell pepper, pineapple, spicy okra, and a tomato curry sauce, baked pork with a mango and jalapeno glaze. Also specific. Every time I read
specific.
Them, I was like, who comes up with these?
Well, have you heard of the Shorebe grape before?
Never.
Okay.
I've never heard of this grape. I think it's delicious.
It is so good.
If you love Pinot Grigio like you do, you're going to absolutely love this grape.
Yeah. It's an even prettier taste, I believe. Yeah. But not without being sweet at all. It's not sweet. I want to ask you, because you mentioned okra, and I had something recently.
Okra.
Okay, do you ever season and grill your okra?
I do roast it, and I would grill it. Yeah, I would do it on the side of the grill away from direct heat. Yeah, I totally would.
Well, I guess I was thinking grill, but actually it was roasted and served with quinoa, and it was still kind of slippery.
Okay, first of all, I love the slippery. It's something I grew up on, but you must have too.
No, fried okra only.
We had okra and tomatoes growing up a lot, and I get it. If you don't like it, I completely understand why. It's a little slimy. But to me,
it's
the
like
slime
having a
is yummy.
Slug.
I love it. I love it.
Have you ever grown it, or do you know if it's easy to grow?
I've seen it grown in someone's yard. It takes over. It's a big big plant.
Like kudzu. Okay.
Not like kudzu, but it's pretty big. But I do know that I roast it all the time. I actually have some on my counter at home waiting to be grilled right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. And simple olive oil, salt, pepper, 400 degrees. Yeah. And I always get if you get them really, really big,
right,
they can be woody.
Oh, okay.
So I try to buy smaller ones when given the choice. And you just do it for like 20 minutes and like roll them around a couple times. And I don't detect the slime, the slip.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, slip is better than slime.
I know. Slime makes it sound horrible. But I mean, it might be there just because I don't even notice it.
Yeah, you're used to it.
Yeah.
Well, this was seasoned with cumin.
Yeah.
Cumin and sea salt.
Yum.
So the flavor was pretty good. It's just the slipperiness kind of threw me. Of the seeds.
I know. It's such an interesting vegetable because some people love it. And understandably, some people can't get past that. And I can't believe I can get past it. But I mean, I love that stuff.
You're used to it.
I love everything about it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you like boiled peanuts?
Love them.
Oh, I threw up in my mouth.
Okay. They're delicious on the beach. They taste like beans. No, they are legumes.
We eat peanuts on the beach, but we do the dry roasted.
Yeah.
And one of my kids in high school was real good friends with a gal who got in a super heated discussion with us about the better peanuts. And boiled peanuts, I just can't.
I love them.
But it makes sense that if you like boiled peanuts, you like the okra.
So they're slippery. Well, I think you have a preconceived notion of what a peanut's supposed to be like.
Oh, I definitely do.
Yeah. So if you came across a peanut for the first time and that's how you had it, I wonder if you'd like it because it tastes like a bean.
Well, that's actually a really good way to put it. And I should approach it. I don't know. Who of us has the mental strength to do that this year? I'm going to approach this food like I've never... I don't know.
It's a wonder I have pants on.
Because it's so hot, we both have really light dresses on.
I have a giant dress on. It's too big for me, and I love it.
We need to be able to swim in very light fabric.
All right, nothing
touching me. You expect us to dress.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Let's build a nudist colony.
I heard a thing the other day, and I thought this was a great analogy. Gentlemen who are listening, hope this doesn't... bother you, but you ladies are gonna be like, oh yeah, I do get that. In the hot mask debate about whether people think they should wear masks.
Yeah, let's not even go there. I'm pro mask. I'm just gonna leave it there.
Blah, blah, blah.
I know you're pro mask because you make them.
You know I am because I'm like knocking those things out. I've gone to a new pattern now. But somebody said, well, you know what? It's like this. You know, I don't love wearing a bra, but I do it for other people's sake. And I was wow, this is the best analogy I've heard about a mask all year.
It's true. Yeah.
Right. You can use that and start throwing that around, too.
You don't want me to wear a mask? Well, you know what? I want to wear a bra. Yeah, I like it.
Right. How do you like it? And women been doing that for how long?
Yeah. Although, I feel more comfortable in a bra. I don't like how they feel whenever they're... Let's not go there
podcast. I was just thinking, we should probably just... Maybe that's an off-mic combo we should do maybe a little later. And we've only had like 3 sips of wine, so I can imagine this is going to get...
Lord, Eddie's expecting me home at noon. He's going to be sorely mistaken. Okay.
People in hell want ice water, Eddie.
Yeah.
Especially today.
All right, next up. Now, this name, at first I thought was only a fashion designer.
Oh, okay.
It's called Saint-Laurent. Like Saint-Laurent.
Okay. Sure.
Saint-Laurent.
Saint-Laurent.
But the name of the grape is Saint-Laurent. And
the grape? Okay.
The name of the grape. It's made by Paul Ox, A-C-H-S, Ox.
Okay.
So Paul Ox. It's from Burgundland, Austria, and it's 100% Saint-Laurent. It's $25 a bottle. It's a little more expensive. And it was named, the grape was named for St. Lawrence Day, which I don't know what that day signifies, but they celebrate it in Austria for some reason. And it happens on August the 10th, which is the day the grape changes color.
Are you familiar with this grape?
No, I've never heard of it.
Okay. Wow, she's doing a great job of finding.
Oh, yeah. Well, they deal with such small wineries. And oftentimes these little known grapes don't make it out of the country they're grown in because they don't have mass market. They don't make enough of them for mass market.
Right. But they can get them, which is
The wine authority specializes in very, very, very small vineyards. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense that they're going to have a better access to this type of wine. So let's have a little pour. So this grape is in the Pinot family. And from what I read, it is just as finicky to grow as Pinot, which is famous for being thin-skinned and like doesn't like frost. And if you look at it wrong, it falls off. I'm just kidding.
You know what? I can bet that's where thin skin comes from, where you talk about people and you go, like sensitive people.
Yeah, maybe.
Kind of thin-skinned. It has to be that, right?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that.
We're solving the
mysteries
of the world.
It's reasonable.
Oh. Mm. Oh. There's two very different responses to the smell. You go first.
I like it. It's a little earthy. That's why you don't like it. And it's definitely got a little raisin thing going on, which gives me pause because I don't like a raisinated wine.
Yes, it does smell very raisinated.
What did you think?
Let's take a beat and I'll tell you what I think. Okay, welcome back. And I have something negative to say about this wine. We haven't tasted yet, but I don't care for the smell. And I think it smells very chemically, very kerosene-y.
Seriously?
Maybe
I don't get that at all.
Kerosene is not the word I'm looking for. I'm getting very chemically.
I get plum. I get prune, actually. I get like really dark stewed fruits.
I mean, you would think I would like it because I do like prunes.
I love prunes. Let's have a taste.
Okay.
It's biodynamic, by the way, this wine.
Ah.
It's very light in body, just like a Pinot you would expect.
It's much lighter than I expected, and I like it.
Yeah, I like it too.
And this is not the first time we've encountered this, where we're like, oh, the smell. And
yeah.
And vice versa. Where
right.
You think it smells fabulous.
And then we're
you
like,
taste, you're like, this is horrible. Spit it out.
No, I think it's lovely. It's very light.
It is.
It's got the tiniest bit of grip. There's good acid in it, so it means it would be great with food.
Yeah.
This one comes with no tasting notes, sadly.
Oh. Well, what would you pair it with?
Let me think. I would pair this with chicken.
Really?
I think so. Uh-huh. Baked chicken would be lovely with this, like a roasted chicken.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be good with some bread, butter.
This
is a good table wine to me.
Yeah.
Oh, salami.
Yeah.
You always go to the charcuterie plate.
I do. I think I may have a problem. But we've had a lot of charcuterie plates. It's just so easy to do a charcuterie plate. And the new Aldi's has opened up near us up on Creedmoor.
Oh, I haven't been in there yet.
Good gracious. It was really close to you, too.
Oh, I know. I can walk there.
You're going to love it.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice. So
I'll spend a little more time. Last time I went was when they first opened, and I went like another location. I was like, I don't get it. And then I left.
Yeah.
They didn't have any basil.
Oh.
As an Italian girl, you got to have basil.
Yeah, you got to have the basil. This particular location has great cheeses. I mean, my husband got a giant package of good salami. So we have been doing a lot of that with the Kalamata olives.
Oh, yeah. Well, you also don't want to turn on your oven right now. It's too flipping hot. Okay. Quick note on Wegmans, they opened a block of Parmesan cheese. They had a big wheel.
Oh, yeah.
I had my mask on. I'm mm-hmm. there. I could smell it 5 feet away with my mask on. It smelled so good.
Wow.
I can't eat cheese. I'm a lactard.
Yeah.
And I bought a little block of it for Eddie. I was like, you have to have this. It smelled so good. I wanted to lick the packaging. Like, oh, my God, it smelled so good.
Did you ever do the grated crisps for him?
No.
It's so easy. I never do them either.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so good on my charcuterie plate.
Yeah, it would. I think you got something to do now.
I should do that. It's easy.
All right. Last up on our little known wines of Austria. The name of the wine is Blaufränkisch. I've actually heard of this before.
Oh.
I think I've had it because I worked at the German mission.
Oh, sure.
So I learned a lot of German wines while I was there. And this is Austrian, but they're right next to each other. Although they get really mad when you tell them one's the other.
They kind of mash together. Sorry, everybody.
It's contentious, to be sure.
What does Blau mean?
I think it means blue.
Okay.
So it's the description says Blaufränkisch has the intense purple fruit and spice, which has been admired in the variety for at least 1,000 years.
What do they know? That's supposition. Maybe not. Maybe people probably wrote about it. I mean, we're talking about it for posterity to live in eternity.
You done?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just going to let you continue.
Side note. There we go.
All right. So let me pour it out. That's about all I know about this is it's got plum and...
What's the alcohol content?
My guess is probably 13. Let me look. Mm-mm-mm. Yes, 13.
Wow. Good guess. And price point?
Price point on this wine is $21. I do know that it used to be called, when it was very first planted way back millennia ago, it was called Limburger. Limburger.
Oh, like the cheese.
Yeah, exactly. But then it changed its name to Blaufränkisch, and I don't know why.
Because Limburger cheese stinks, probably.
I know, but I love stinky cheese. God, I miss stinky cheese. Oh, cheers to stinky cheese.
Cheers to stinky cheese.
I do like
another rambly episode.
It is.
If you guys listen, hopefully, because that's what we really excel at.
Yeah. If you made it this far, cheers to you. And Limburger and Stinky Cheese.
And Stinky Cheese.
This has a lovely nose.
It does. It has a very, it's a far more peaceful nose than the last one for me. I find it a much smoother nose.
I get a little bit of petrol on this guy. Have a sip. I don't like it.
I like it. It has more of a...
There's definitely black pepper there.
Yeah, that's what, I like it. I find it... I do think it is spicier.
Yeah.
It's got a little more bite to it, which typically I don't like. But the spicy makes it... It kind of makes you think of chai tea.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, let me... I don't get that.
No.
I just get... It's a little bit... I'd have to eat... I'd have to eat with this. And the tasting suggestions from Wine Authority says, perfect with classic Wiener Schnitzel or other succulent fried meats. Think pork yakitori or with asparagus and soft-boiled quail egg. Nothing. Just
okay.
I'm not done. Eggplant and shiitake tempura, which I could see like mushrooms would be really good with this. This is a food wine for me. I could not sip this wine.
I think ripe figs would be good with this.
I think it would overpower them.
Do you think?
I do, for me.
Yeah.
I love a fig, though.
You said one word in there that I didn't know.
Wiener Schnitzel?
No, I know that.
Yakitori?
Yeah, what's
it's
that?
It's the same thing as Wiener Schnitzel. It's like fried meat.
Oh, okay.
When I worked at the German mission, every Wednesday was Schnitzel Day.
I love Wiener Schnitzel.
Oh, yeah. And so my desk for the catering company in the restaurant was underneath the kitchen, and all day long on Tuesday, as soon as lunch service was over,
they were pounding out the
Wiener Schnitzel, and like for hours.
Yeah,
and we would always sell out, and those delegates at the mission would get so. What do you mean you're out of Wiener Schnitzel?
Because no nobody schnitzel? Wants to do it themselves.
It's true. Yeah. But we would let people come in. Like you, this was it was never advertised anywhere.
Yeah, word of mouth got
around. But the UN, everyone at the UN knew the German House, which is what the name of the restaurant was. Uh-huh. And so they would come because the food was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we
would
sell
out. And they only made Wiener Schnitzel one day a...
Oh, but every day, because every day was a different... It kind of ran like a deli.
Oh, okay.
You'd have like... I had to print out a piece of paper. It wasn't very elegant. Mm-hmm. You just printed out like two choices and like two choices of... There's two plates essentially,
and you like picked a meat inside.
Yeah, exactly. And so Schnitzel Day was the schnitzel, or usually a fish, or
did
like
you
serve
it with potato salad. The traditional German potato salad, the lemon slices.
Yes, all of them. Very traditional.
We have some dear friends, the Berwins. I'm going to call them out. Maybe they'll make me some Wiener Schnitzel, and they do it whenever their family's coming around. And we've been over there maybe three times, and we have been friends for 34 or 5 years.
But how many times have they made you?
They have a lot of family.
Yeah.
So to be able to get in and get some when it's because they have four sons and a daughter, and now their families.
Oh dear.
So you got to pray for pray somebody can't make it. Slide in. And it is such a job, and I appreciate that they have done this for us, but it's so good.
Yeah, it's fried meat.
Yeah.
I mean, we have country fried steak.
Yeah,
it's
and they've done
different
it with
meat.
Chicken, too. It's just, but I hate to pound meat, so I'm not going to make it myself.
It's a pain in the butt, that's for sure.
It's not that hard to make, but man, you got to pound the meat.
Back to the wine real quick, because this has been a tangent-heavy episode. if you are a fan of Merlot or Cabernet Sauvignon, you would like this wine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I think it does remind me of Merlot. I'm not a big, like you, I'm not a giant Cab Sav person, but it's very Merlot-y.
I think it's closer to Merlot than it would be to Cabernet, but I still think there's enough grip to it that if you like Cabernet, you'd probably like it.
Yeah, and you'd like it with your steaks or, you know.
Yeah,
and if you are beating and frying meat, more power to you, and we'd like to come, please.
We're great, great guests.
Emails.
We bring great wine.
We do bring great wine.
Yeah, just message us on our social media. Yes. Oh, what a segue.
Nice job, Sarah. You can find us at Wine and Dandy Podcast on Facebook, Instagram.
That's it.
Yeah, I was going to say Sarah hasn't done that TikTok. I've been dying to see her do.
Yeah, I don't have time for that.
It's
fine.
Yeah, we don't really need to mess with TikTok probably. But
although it might be the one I excel at because I do like to dance.
Yes, you could do Wine and Dandy Dance Party.
I know. I'm just, my consistency is not my strong suit. I hate to say
that. That's cool.
It's true.
That's cool.
Yes, but you know, if you ever have a question, please, we would love to answer them for you. Love to help you pick out wine. You know, anything like that. If you have something you want us to do, by all means, contact us on social media. And we're going to continue on with our little known wines of...
What's next time?
Next time. I'm doing two countries at once because they're kind of the same.
Okay.
They're right next to each other. And that is Spain and Portugal.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Excited about that.
All right. Okay, so great. Until next time.
Cheers.